With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We'll hear from President Trump later today with some kind of announcement from the White House.
It's triggering wild speculation across the internet as to what it could be. We won't fuel the rumor mill, but there have been plenty of wild rumors in the past few days about the president's health. That prompted Mr. Trump to post to his Truth Social account, quoting here, "Never felt better in my life." On Sunday, he was spotted playing golf at the Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia.
Correspondent Ken Lorman, the president eyeing Chicago as the next city to benefit from his crackdown on crime, although Democrat city and state leaders object. So-called woke culture in America is creating challenges for ordinary citizens who face lawsuits or other pressures if they stand firm on their religious convictions. A new documentary called Truth Rising zeroes in on legal battles of average citizens like Masterpiece cake shop owner Jack Phillips.
Of course, he was the baker here in Denver that ended up at the Supreme Court trying to defend his right of thought and consciousness and his ability to express himself. You know, for us, Truth Rising is really an element of how to go against a culture that is forcing us into this herd mentality that we almost think alike or there's something defective about you, and that's just not the way we were made to think or act or behave.
That's Jim Daly, president of Focus on the Family, which produced Truth Rising, releasing this Friday. Anyone wanting free streaming access to the documentary can go to truthrising.com to sign up. Congress getting back to work today following its August break. Longtime Democrat Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York announcing he will not be seeking re-election in 2026. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures down 246 points. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians in Turkey is on the rise.
The Association of Protestant Churches has released a report indicating that hate crimes targeting believers went up last year. The APC says, quote, 2024 saw an increase from the previous year in both written and oral hate speech aimed at provoking hate in public opinion, both written and verbal, that was directed at Protestant Christian individuals or institutions. Over 90% of Turkey's population is Muslim. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. is not the only country whose highest court is wrestling with critical social issues. Mexico's first elected Supreme Court was seated yesterday. Observers will be watching its rulings closely. While the previous court made rulings in 2021 and 2023 to expand abortion, the new court will likely have to weigh in on challenges to states that are trying to remain pro-life in Mexico. This is SRN News. What does a genuine hero look like? In this case, an Army football player and his dad.
The two pulled a man from a crashed car just before it burst into flames near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point, earning praise from the institution for heroic and selfless actions. Video of the daring rescue early Sunday shows sophomore safety Larry Pickett Jr. and his father, Larry Pickett Sr., grabbing the man out of the driver's seat and carrying him away from the vehicle. The white sedan had smashed into a utility pole in Fort Montgomery, New York, about 4 miles from West Point. John Scott reporting.
President Trump is awarding former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani the Presidential Medal of Freedom. Mr. Trump announced the honor a few days after his longtime political ally and advisor was seriously injured in a traffic mishap in New Hampshire. More details at SRNNews.com.